find the reading in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Beginning with the 10th verse. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 10 through 18. And he said, Hearken ye all, Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Josaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. And then it tells us again, in another place, the battle is the Lord's. The battle is God's, it's not yours. The battle is the Lord's, it's not yours. I want to talk to you this morning a little bit on joining the battle of the Lord. Join in the battle of the Lord. There's a battle on. You're not conscious of that, you're not awake. You're not conscious there's a battle on, you're not going about. You're not conscious there's a battle on, you've lost your sensitivities. You're not conscious there's a battle on, you just don't know too much about where you're at. You're not conscious of the battle is on, you're mentally blind. Blind a bunch of other ways. Physically dumb. Numb. There's a battle on. As a result of it, we can't deny it. I'm talking to you who profess Christians. The devil isn't going to take it sitting down, nor lying down. You're in a warfare. The minute you stepped over on God's side, the minute you publicly announced that you was going with Christ, you enter the warfare. When you become a soldier and put on your uniform of Christianity, you become an enemy of the devil. He hasn't been happy about it since, and he isn't going to be happy about it. First of all, he's mad because he lost you. You are his dwelling place. You see, after all, the devil is homeless and foodless and friendless without a human being. The only thing the devil can live in is a human. When they got into the hogs, they went wild and drowned themselves. No kind of animal, or fowl, or fish would permit the devil to live in them. The only thing that would be a friend of the devil is a human being, depraved humanity. The only thing the devil can live off of is the immorality, the corruption of the sinful, corrupted, immoral human being. You see, after all, the animal world and the fowl world and the fish world does not have corruption, immoralities. So the devil has nothing to feed on. When you recognize all of his food is corruption, immoralities, filth. He can't live off of pure stuff. All of his has to be contamination. The sore, the running of the sores of the cancers of sin. He can't survive on that which is clean and pure and holy. He don't want it. So the only place he can find it is in corrupted humanity. So when he moves in you or me and there's no corruption there, he immediately begins to try to corrupt our minds and our thinking. He immediately works on our lustful pride and other things to get us to act corruptly, send forth corruption in our lives to feed him. He's a parasite. He lives off from that that somebody else has produced. He can't produce his own food. He's without anything to live off of except that which he gives, given off by human beings. Then you can understand better how he puts such a force to stay after you and to stay with you. If no man would let him, he'd have no home. No man would feed him, he'd have no food. No man would be a friend, he's friendly. Therefore, he's ever seeking somebody. God said, "Has thou considered my servant Job?" He said, "Oh yes, I've considered him, that he's a man of integrity. But let me have him a little while." And you know, he went about to bring corruption. Let Job's animals die. Let Job's family die. Let all kind of things happen that didn't satisfy him. Next thing, we find Job breaking out with sores from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot. That's the devil's activity, to break you out in sore, to destroy your families and your possessions. And he hasn't quit fighting yet. But you remember one thing, there's a battle on, and God's never lost one. He didn't lose it in Job's day. The devil did. When it's all over, Job had more than he did when he started. God protected Job through it. Then I'd have you recognize another thing. There he was in the case of Daniel. The devil set out to divide Daniel, to destroy Daniel, and have him divided by the lion. But God overrode it. Paralyzed the lions that they couldn't tie them apart and give old Satan a corrupted life. to feed on. Not only that, but the three Hebrew children, the devil wanted to have them in the fire. He thought sure he'd get something there, but the devil lost out because God brought them through the fire. And when they got out, there wasn't even the smell of fire, no corrupted flesh. God won again. The battle is the Lord's. Join in the battle with God. Because the devil, my brother and sister, my Christian friend, the devil has no intention of good. All he has is selfishness, to feed himself, to get a friend, and to get somewhere to stay. And so as a result, as we join him, he's seeking, my friends, everything he can. Now we've got a battle. You don't forget, he said in the scripture that I read you, what did he say? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put it all on. Put on everything God's got for you, because the devil's going to try everything he's got. Every strategy, every power, every means, anything he can come up with to devour and deteriorate and rot you and make you feed him and make you house him and make you be a friend to him, he's going to use it on you. But you stand. And having done all, stand. The devil can't stand those who stand. When you stand, he can't withstand. Stand. The devil can't handle it. We're going to join the battle. First thing we need to do, my friend, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Recognize the fact that we're wrestling with spiritual warfare. Not something you can take a stick and kill. Not something you can pull a trigger of a gun and shoot. Not something you can take dynamite or a bomb and blow up. We're wrestling with spiritual wickedness in the dark. You can't see where it's at. A pal you can't kill with a stick. A pal that you can't shoot with a gun. Or some you can't put in the penitentiary, in the jail, and lock up and get rid of. Spiritual wickedness in the dark with his forehead dark shooting them at you. He's a sniper. The battle is Lord's. You join the battle with the Lord if you want to win. First of all, we've got to seek for power. I want you to realize, my friends, Jesus said to his disciples, first thing he said, "Tarry ye here until ye be endued with power from on high." You're going to join the battle with the Lord. The first thing you've got to do, my brother, sister, is to tarry until the power of God comes down in you and empowers you. What for? To give you holy boldness to stand in the face of the devil and his opposition that he brings up. No, not the power to talk tongues. Country's so down with tongue talking now, and a bunch of them is mean as hell. Holiness full of holes. That's all that is. I'm not talking about that kind of power. I'm talking about power that's vicious, bold,
counted as disciples. They wasn't afraid of the fire. They wasn't afraid of the jail. They wasn't afraid of the law, preachers, the judges. No, they stood. They wasn't afraid of the scourging, nor the whipping. When they got to whipping and said, "Now you're going to shut up," he said, "You know, not shut up. Whatever God tells us, he's our authority and not king." We're in a battle for the Lord. And we need to tarry until we get enough power from yonder. None of the power of the Holy Ghost in us, and we be bold enough to face the devil and not run and not get scared of the devil's crowd and the devil's threats and the devil's arguments. Power, Jesus said, tarry. Tarry until you get power. Power to witness with. To tell others about it. In other words, power. So you can tell others about it. You know the reason I don't tell a lot of people about Jesus? I don't have the power to witness. The reason you don't tell a lot of people about Jesus, you don't understand the power. There's a power surge in there. You have to tell it. When you get enough power, it's got to pop off. Pop out. Tell the story. Jesus said, "You tarry, you're going to join the battle, put on the whole armor of God, and then tarry until you get the power to be bold and to witness. And then tarry until you have enough power about you. It'll bring conviction to the sinner. We need to release," he said, "out of these shall flow rivers of living water. Out of these shall flow such a spirit of power that will convict those around you." You say, "Preacher, that's not possible." It was for Charles Finney. It was for Jonathan Edwards. It was for the others through the ages. So powerful in the Spirit of God when they walked down the tomb time. Folks fell up in here. Power! We're going to join the battle. Jesus said, "If you want to be a good soldier, join the battle. Tarry till you get the power. That you be bold. You're not going to be afraid. You won't be cowards. You won't be timid about it. You're witness. And then if you do, conviction will come to the sinner. Join the battle of the Lord. No need of being afraid, cat. No need of being scared. Hey, it's the Lord's battle. He never has won and lost one, and he ain't going to lose one. Since when did the Lord ever lose one? The devil was sure when the three Hebrew children were put in the fire apart and said, "Burn, but you didn't think you had." The devil sure when he got Daniel in the lion's den to eat him up, but it didn't. The devil was assured of a lot of things, but he lost his sureness when God's not true. The devil was sure that Job would curse God in his face when he got through with him, but again he said, "The Lord taketh and the Lord giveth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. I come to the world naked, and I'll go out in the world naked. I haven't lost this thing. I've still got God." You said, "You're crazy." He said, "I may be, but one thing I know, my Redeemer liveth. I hadn't lost him, and he hadn't lost me." The devil lost it all. The battle is the Lord's. Boldness. Boldness. Tarry till the boldness comes on you. Be afraid of the world and the persecuted and the devil's crowd. Get out somewhere and pray till you're bold, and you don't worry about the criticism of the devil's crowd. What can they do? Criticism never has sent a Christian to hell. Persecutors never has sent a Christian to hell. That worldly crowd never has defeated God's throne. Join It is the Lord's. He'll win it. And you, if the Lord's with you, who can be against you? God's still sovereign. God still runs the thing. Not only that, my friends, rejoicing in the Lord, then recognize who we are warring against. He's a defeated foe. You know, my brother, sister, the devil's defeated to start with. When he said, I will do so, so to God.
God kicked him out of heaven and put hell for him.
When he attempted Jesus Christ, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. And he's been tagging along behind like a yellow puppy ever since. And when he seen Jesus there in the tomb, the third morning Jesus got up and was going toward, he said, you just lied, you just possumed, you wasn't dead. Jesus turned around and said, I was dead, and I hold the keys of death and hell in my hand, the grave. And he called the dead in the graveyard to get up and to set up in the grave. He told them, get out, come back. And they run the streets, spinning up the back. The devil realized then they was lost everybody. The devil's never kept anybody in the grave that Jesus told to get out. The devil's never kept anybody sick that Jesus told them it was well. The devil's never defeated anything that God told him he couldn't. The devil is a defeated foe. Why be scared of that booger? I'm in the battle with God. I'm in the battle with the Lord. Brother, sister, you're in the battle with the Lord. Why be scared of the devil? He's done been defeated. God's done whipped him. God's done kicked him out. God's done wrote his final sentence. God's done got hell. The final judgment's waiting for him. And the prisoner of hell's going to be his home. And when God gets through, he'll kick him off in hell. And that's all of it. The battle is the Lord. Join the Lord. You don't need the world. You don't need the devil and the devil's crowd. You need God, brother. You need God, sister. You need God, young people. That's who you need. I want you to realize, Paul said, I know in whom I believe. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. You said that. Pardon me. In this warfare I've been in all these years since 1932 at high noon one day in April. There's one thing I knew. Hallelujah! The devil and all of his angels and all of hell's forces couldn't reach up and get my soul and drag it to hell. He's defeated. He's lost his battle. I've joined God's army and the devil. God said those, Jesus said those God gave us me. None of them is lost. Nobody there took them out of my Father's hand. So, my friend, I want you to know one thing. And that is that the devil, Paul said, I know whom I believe. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I commend unto him against that day. And he said, I got caught up and I saw the house that he's already got built for me in another world. And if this house gets done, said he can dissolve this house, burn it up. Eat it up with ashes, do anything you want to in this carpet. I got another lady who wants to raise her hands like moving in. You hadn't defeated me by tearing this carcass down. If you burn me up, if you drag me to pieces down the highway, you just rush my wound up. That's all you've done. Thank God. You just rush my wound. I've got a match waiting. You saved, you've got a match waiting. If they burn us up and they tear us apart, they add nothing to this. Just accommodate this. Got us moved in the new quarter. And they're a lot better than these quarters. I've joined the battle with the Lord.
The battle is the Lord's. It's His, and He's going to win all the way. He never has lost. He ain't going to lose. Hallelujah.
Amen. Put it all on. I want you to realize one thing. My friends, we know one has never been lost that He took over. When has God ever lost anybody? When has God ever lost any battle? Who's ever whipped God? God's your father. You're God's young'un.
He's stored up what you got where thieves can't steal, rust can't corrode, and moths can't eat. What more you want?
Join in the battle with the Lord. He's going to eventually win it. I know it doesn't look very exciting right now. The world's putting on all the works of the devil, all of his fireworks and all of his arguments and all of his heresies and all of his damnable doctrines and all of his lust attacks and all of his atheism and all of his communism and all of his sex perversion and all of his doping and all of his alcoholism and all of everything else. But my friends, it's not affected God. He's still God, and He's still battle still on. And so as a result, instead of dressing for the world, dress for the battle of God. My friends, just dress for the battle. Gird yourself about with truth. Truth will stand when nothing else won't. Who can whip truth? Who can destroy truth? Who can change truth? Truth is truth. You can't change truth. And if you got your lines girt about with truth, you can't prove truth is lie. You can't undo truth. You can't destroy truth. When a thing is truth, it's truth. It's truth. It's truth. Wherever you find it, whatever you do to it, it's still truth. God is God, and that's the truth. Jesus, Jesus, that's the truth. Salvation is of the Lord, that's the truth. You can shoot it to pieces, but you haven't destroyed the truth of it. You can do it to anything you want to, but you don't destroy the truth. Truth, gird yourself. I've got the truth about God. I've got the truth about salvation. I've got the truth. Who's going to destroy it? Truth. Put on that dress. Get ready to fight the battle with the Lord. Not only that, but the breastplate of righteousness. Live a righteous life. You see, nobody can argue with righteousness. You can't argue with righteousness. Or somebody say, he's holier than thou. He thinks he's better than somebody else. Well, what of it? I am better than a lot of dudes I know. He's so righteous and pious. Amen. I'm righteous with the help of God. It's not my righteousness, it's His righteousness. And so as a result, I want you to know I've got no apology to make for it. Breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is a stand. What's wrong with righteousness? Devil's crowd. Talk about they're so righteous. They think they're so righteous. They think they're so holy. Well, what are we supposed to think? Glory to God, that's the way I'm supposed to be. That's the way I'm supposed to be. Why not be righteous? Why not think I'm righteous? Why not let them call me righteous? That's what God said. Put it on. Put on righteousness till everybody can see it. Put it on your breast. Put it on your front. Show everybody to see it. A lot of these folks running around putting on things on the breast of your John Shaw. Put on some righteousness so folks can see it and see what the day thinks. Join the battle of the Lord and put on the breast of righteousness. And all of that breastplate of righteousness, then I've shod you the gospel of peace. Walk out on
shod with the gospel of peace.
Gospel of peace. Gospel of peace. What is it? Jesus laid aside the grave clothes and God walked out. Peace. Peace. And no death can hold you. I've got peace. He's alive. He's alive. He conquered death and hell and the grave. That gives me peace. The devil came down to destroy my soul. The devil came to destroy your soul. Peace. 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 Gospel of peace. What is it? Gospel of death and the burial and the resurrection gives us saint peace. Peace. We got peace.
Find it. Live it. Go in the strength of it. Not only that, my friends, resurrection proves it. Don't know any more than the devil's crowd tells.
I don't believe in the resurrection. He's going to get up anyhow. And a lot of folks didn't believe he's going to be resurrected that morning, but he got up. A lot of them didn't read that crowd of saints are going to get resurrected, but they did. A lot of folks don't believe you're going to get resurrected, but we are. We are. The battle is the Lord. And when he come by and said, y'all get up, we're going to glory. The battle's over. I've just signed the papers. Come on, let's go back out.
And he turns loose on the streets of gold to shout the war's over. Hallelujah. Shield of faith. Quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Put on the shield.
Don't let the devil throw darts at you. Put the shield out there. When you see him throwing darts at you, trying to make you doubt and afraid, put the shield to him. Put the word of God out there. Put the word of God out. Hey! The devil hadn't got any shield. And he hadn't got in the dark to pierce the word of God. Shield of faith. Faith in God's word. Faith in God's truth.
And as a result of it, when the devil's crowd tries to wreck your faith and weaken your faith,
put the word of God out there. Put it out there. It'll knock his lick off. Put it out there. See, what are you going to do about this promise? What are you going to do about that promise? What you going to do about what God said? That'll put him to the bushes.
We're in a battle with the Lord. We're not my friends for the Lord. And we're the Lord. And he's won it. He's going to keep it won. Get in there. Put on the shield of faith. Then, not only that, but put the helmet of salvation. All the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Faith in God's word, faith in God's promise, faith in God. God never has failed. God is never going to fail. Stay with God and let that crowd run to the devil. Stay with God. Hey, you in the battle with God. I'm in the battle with God. God, have you lost? God ain't losing. God ain't going to lose. Have faith in God.
You can say to the mountains, be thou removed, and they'll keep going. Then, the resurrection. Helmet of salvation. You know you're saved? Who's going to unsave you?
This crowd in Union County that don't like me and you, how many of them picked on the paper? How would they go about unsaving me? Or you? I'd like to see them try. Since when can they unsave us? The devil's crowd of hates and lies and tattles and backbites and make fun and mistreat you and snob you, go off on you and pack up lies, that hound.
Since when did they lose you? I know when I got saved. They don't know where the anchors are that hold my salvation. Devil don't even know that. My salvation is anchored for the world again. And it's anchored for the world beyond where the world ends. They can't find it. The devil can't find it.
Hey, we're in the battle with the Lord and for the Lord. Pray till the power comes. Power to stand. Power to be bold. Power to witness. Let's put on the whole armor of God and be a good soldier. Don't let this devil's world intimidate you and embarrass you and back you up. How are you going to lose if you're in God's army, in God's battle, in God's kingdom? How are you going to lose?
Preacher, they'll destroy the church one day. Who told you that lie? He said, I built it and all hell can't destroy it. You know why? If all the force of hell would get against this church tomorrow, he would be gonna fight. I mean, thank you.